Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, you know, if there were a wild hog season in Texas, it would be right now after the close of deer season. All those corn feeders intended for deer all these years have been going, all these months really, and years, it's been going full blast. And these hogs, if you like some fattened pork, there's a bunch of them roaming in the wild. Now, we're going to talk hog hunting with somebody that knows a bunch about it, Mr. Cole Middleton. Cole is a licensed hog buyer. In other words, if you're a hog trapper, you take them to Cole. That's the place it's all legalized, and you know, he's permitted to do that. I thought it'd be fun and entertaining and also informative to visit with Cole and talk about hogs. Cole, thank you, buddy, for listening to my lengthy intro, and thank you for being our guest.
You bet. We're glad to be here and talk with you today, Luke.
Yes, sir. I know a good bit about hog hunting, and of course, I wrote a book about, it's called Kill the Grill, the Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. But, you know, wild hogs to me are a fascinating critter. I was raised on a farm up in Red River County, Cole, and my dad would raise 8 or 10 hogs a year, sell 2 or 3 and butcher 2 or 3 or 4, whatever. But there's always been a value to hogs to me. And when I realize that wild hogs are a nuisance, and you know what, they're destructive. I understand all that, but it's always been hard for me to get past the fact that it's still pork, you know. And my hat is off to guys like you. That wild pork is not left out there for the coyotes. Now they can take them and sell the things, and then generate dollars, right?
You bet. Yeah. We are a licensed, permitted buying facility through the Texas Animal Health Commission. And I buy, as a purchasing agent, an independent purchasing agent for Southern Wild Game, which is a subsidiary of Broadleaf Meats based out of Vernon, California. It's the meatpacking district outside Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And so if you trap wild hogs and catch them and they're, you know, alive and whatnot, well, you can load them up, bring them to me. Or any other permitted buyer for that matter, and sell them and trade hogs for cash, kind of like you can your scrap metal. You know, it's just another way to get a little extra spending money.
Exactly. And doing something that a lot of people that love to do it. You know, I've been an amateur trapper. You'd get a kick out of the way I trap hogs. I have a little aluminum trap, if you will, made down in Florida, made out of stock aluminum. And it weighs 54 pounds, but it's pretty portable. You're not going to catch a lot of hogs, you know. And it's just, I love to eat the hogs. Some hogs, people ask me, Cole, you know, are hogs good eating? Well, the way I answer that is, if you were going to go to the sales barn, you know, animal auction, would you buy the oldest, rankest boar to make pork chops out of? That's a pretty good way to answer that. But I'll trap a few, maybe 6 or 8 hogs a year, and mostly I'm looking for one, you know, 100 pounds give or take, a little young gilt or, you know, whatever, for meat. But you get all sizes and all kinds of hogs in through, I'm sure, through your facility there, don't you?
We do. The average load weighs about 110 to 130 pounds, and 130 pound average I would consider a big load when you take, you know, into consideration all the sizes. But we buy from all sizes. I've run boar hogs through here that's weighed 300, and I've run, you know, sow hogs through here that weighed 85, you know.
Yes,
but consistently your overall pen average is going to be about 115 or 20 pounds. With that being said, if you ask me what's your favorite size to eat, I like to eat those big barren sows.
You bet.
Sows that haven't had some pigs in a while, and they're going to weigh anywhere in that 170 to 230 range, and they're going to be as good as gold if
oh.
you just grind them all into sausage. You cannot beat that breakfast sausage. No.
I tell you, Cole, I live in southeast of Dallas, about 30 miles in Kaufman County, right on the Trinity drainage, but I've got a friend of mine owns a bunch of land that I get to hunt. I've got a sow coming in to a feeder, not a feeder, but I bait by hand. You know, I'm only a mile from there. I've got a spot baited up. It's a Hampshire looking. You would not know that it wasn't right out of a out of a hog pen somewhere, but it's big old fat corn fed wild sow, and it's got that, you know, that streak of white right in the middle,
right,
like a Hampshire.
You've been crossed up somewhere along
the way. And people say, and I know you hear this, well, that's a Russian or that's a European. Well, how could it be a pure breed European boar in the wild?
You
it's just not going to happen.
You,
you know, but I know you hear all that. I've got you a real Russian here, but, you know, that can happen.
So,
and that will dispel that for a lot of people thinking. But they do. Hogs have the tendency to have those, say, the long snouts and the guard hairs up on top of their back. It's so funny, Cole, and you and I could spend hours talking to you because you see way more wild hogs than I ever will. But it's amazing to me. You'll see a sounder of hogs coming in into a feeder, or you might be hunting, and you'll see some with the razorback, the hairs on the back, you know, the mane, if you will. And in that same bunch, you'll see, you might see one that looks like a Hampshire. It's wild. And another thing, you can tell.
I know it might look like a Poland China.
Yes, sir.
Black and yellow.
In the bloodline, I'm not a biologist. Larry Wysoon could probably answer some of this, or you might. You know, somewhere down the line, there's definitely some domestic hog blood in all these feral hogs. So I guess some of the traits just come through a little stronger, right? You know?
You bet. Well, my grandpa used to tell me that years ago they turned hogs out in the fall to graze acorns.
They did, yes.
People would turn them out, graze acorns, and then they'd gather them just like you would fall yearlings, you know, and you go out there and have a hog gathering. And you know, just as well as I do, some of these bottoms, there are going to be some hogs that didn't get gathered.
That's it.
And so he attributed some of that to the reason for the variation, which made sense, you know.
And you bet. And also, Cole, think about this. Go back even way farther than that. Go back to the Civil War. Okay, you had the Confederacy down here. They needed soldiers. And even go back to where the Comanches were raiding these farms. Now, they had domestic hogs back then in the 1800s. When they come in and pilgrim, you know, not the pilgrims, but they would just go all through those farmlands and raid these farms. Well, they didn't. Those hogs escaped too, you know.
The
domestic blood has bound to have been in there for way over 100 years, although the wild hog boom started in most of Texas, especially East Texas, in what, about the 80s when they really...
Probably so.
Yeah.
My grandpa, I remember him saying that he saw his first hog in the late 80s, you know. Was seeing some rudens and thought that it was just big armadillos, and then turned out it wasn't. And I'll say this about the hogs and their boom. If you go back to the hog turning out days of grazing the acorns or eating the acorns in the fall, people lived off the land. So if there was a hog out there, that hog, we're fixing to eat that hog because we're not going to Brookshire's and going to buy our pork chops for tonight. We're going to eat that hog, you know. There's not that dependence upon the land, and so the feral hogs that's out there, well, they're surviving and thriving, whereas, you know, just a few years back, people were living off of things like that, you know, squirrels, whatever else,
So. Yes, sir. And I'll tell you this, Cole, my dad passed away in 1963. I was still a young teenager when he passed away up in Red River County. If you could fast forward him into today's world and say, hey, Fred Clayton, there's a ton of hogs running all over the woods. Guess what he's going to do? He'd be sharpening
like,
up.
What are you boys going to the grocery store for?
What's the matter, son? What are you doing buying that pork at the grocery?
Yeah.
So you're right, but and I'm old school. I mean, I'm almost 72 years old now, and I'm thankful because I'm very active and still hunting hogs and everything else. But I do remember when I was a boy, and this would be about in 1960 when I was 10 years old, I remember this vividly. Pecan Bayou runs through Red River County. And we lived up on top of the hill, the old Dimpled store there. My dad actually built that and then had a little farm there. But I remember going down there hunting ducks and come up on this old wooden fence deal. I remember asking him, what is that? It was old rundown pen. And he says, well, that's where they weren't doing it at that time in 1960, but probably 10 years prior they were. He said they would turn their hog, all these folks would turn their hogs out to eat acorns, and then they would corn these pens and use their Catahoula, their cow dogs, and get back in there on horseback and then pin them up in there and trap them and recapture them. So
right. Yeah,
I'm actually privy to some of that. Of course, it wasn't going on even when I was a boy that I know of. But yeah, that's how some of the that's the reason for so many hogs. Well, back to the buying part, Cole, and I know a lot of people are going to be interested in hearing all this, but no telling how many tons of hogs in the course of a year that you'll buy, right? I mean, a bunch of them.
Yeah, right, bunch. I bought roughly 4,000 head last year through my pens here. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. We buy lots of hogs. I've been buying since November of 2010, and
so
going on 12 years, and we've got a dairy and run cattle, and so when I graduated college in December of 2010, well, I've always trapped hogs, always enjoyed messing with them since I was just a boy, caught lots of hogs down here on this dairy.
Oh,
and,
I bet. Yep.
They was wanting to put a buyer in this area, and I said, well, sign me up, fresh out of college with a business degree, and here
yeah.
we go, you know.
Well,
and,
yeah.
We never look back. And
that's
so,
awesome.
I enjoy it, and it's really become a lot more than I guess I originally ever thought it would. I actually truck the hogs myself now. I've got my own gooseneck double-deck trailer.
We
truck them down there to Divine. That's where the slaughterhouse is at for them, which is south of San Antonio, about 30 miles.
Yep.
And so we truck them down there, and you should see some of the looks that you get when you drive through Austin with a double-deck gooseneck of wild hogs.
Oh, I bet
you. You get a few eyes.
I bet you. Well, Cole, I tell you what, it's time for us to take a break. I want you to stay with me. Folks, we're going to be right back, and we're going to have Cole. We have just scratched the surface. This is too interesting not to have a little bit more in-depth talk. So stay with me, Cole, and folks, you stay with me. We'll be right back.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you, lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.